B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Gimel. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Omad Aleph. Says the Gemara Tana, we learnt in a Braisa. In the previous sugya, we mentioned about mentioning the rain, Gvuris Keshomim, in the Shemaneh Esra, in Mashav Aruch Merid Hageshem, when we start mentioning that, at what time of the year, and what tefillah. Says the Braisa, Betel, regarding dew, Uberuchis, and regarding the winds, that means the dew is when we say Meirid Hatol, and Beruchis, when we mention the Mashiv HaRuach part, Loichivu Chachomim Lahazkir, the Chachomim didn't require us, didn't mandate us to mention it in the Tefillah. Vimbo Lahazkir, however, if you want to mention it, Mazkir, then you can mention it. Maitam, why did the Chachomim not say that you have to mention the dew in the same way as they said you have to mention the rain? Omer v'chanina lefish ein ne'atzorin, because dew never stops. It's not like the rain that you can have a drought and you can have years with rain and years without rain, more rain, less rain. But the dew, it never stops. And therefore, it's not incumbent upon us to mention it. V'tal minolon d'loy mi'atzir, what would be the source that dew never stops falling? It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitoishve Gilod El Achov. Eliyahu Anovi said to Achov, Chai Hashem, in the name of Hashem, Elikei Yisrael, Asher Omadeti Lefonov, that I stood before him, Im Yeh Ashonim Ha'ele, that cursed him, and he swore and said that these years there's not going to be tal, not dew, Umotor, nor is there going to be rain, Kiyim Lefi Dvori, only when I say only according to my words. That's how he was rebuking and threatening Achov. Uchsiv, and it says later on in the next perek, Vayhi yomim rabim udvar Hashem hoya l'Eliyahu bashonu ashlishis leimoir. In the third year Hashem told Eliyahu, Leichi roi el Achov, go and show Achov, ve'etno motor al pnei adomo. And now I'll show him that we're going to give him back the rain, and then he'll see that it is the tzaddikim and it is Hashem that is running the world. Now, the pasuk doesn't say that Hashem told Eliyahu, go and show him that there's going to be dew on the that's going to start coming. V'ilu tal loiko amalei, didn't tell him. Maitam, why not? Says the Gemara, mishum deloy miyatzar, because the dew never stopped. Asks the Gemara, v'chimeacha deloy miyatzar, and if the dew didn't stop all those years, Eliyahu ishtabue lomele, so why did Eliyahu swear that there wouldn't be rain or dew if the dew continued nonetheless? Answers the Gemara, hochiko amarle. So what he said to him is, afilu tal de bracha nami loy osi. There's two different types of dew. There's dew which is the minimum dew that's necessary for the survival of the world, that continued. But the dew which is a special blessing in it, which makes things grow, that also didn't fall those years. Asked the Gemara, V'lehadrei letal de bracha. So after those 3 years, when Hashem returned the rain, why didn't Hashem say, let's show Achov that the dew of blessing is also going to start again? Says the Gemara, Mishum deloy minkara milsa. It's not discernible. One cannot tell exactly which dew is the minimum dew which fell all the time, and which dew is the dew with the bracha, and therefore Achov would not have realized that this is Hashem at work, because he would have just denied it, he wouldn't have realized it, and therefore Eliyahu did not mention the dew, the coming back. Eloruchois minolon, you mentioned before that the winds also, Mashiv Aruach, also, it's not mandatory to mention it. Duloy miatzre, how do you know that winds, they always continue, there's never going to be a time where there's no winds? Omer Bishua ben Levi, de Omer Kro, because it says in the Pasuk, Hoi, hoi, v'nusu me'eretz tzofoin nu'um Hashem, ki ka'ar baruchis ha'shamayim. Because as the winds, the four winds of the, or the directions of the winds of the heavens, peirasti eschem nu'um Hashem, I'm going to spread you out, said Hashem. Ma'ka omar luhu, what was Hashem saying there in Zechariah? Could it be that Hashem was telling Klal Yisrael, that Hashem was telling us he was going to scatter us to the four sides of the world? That's what he said. Why should it say, like the four ruchos? It should have said, that to the four ruchos, to the four directions of the world, I'm going to perasti eschem, I'm going to spread you. Miboile should have said ba'arba, not ka'arba. Elohocha ka'omar, it must be the pasuk was impressing on us as follows. K'shem she'yev she'lo'oilom b'loi ruchos. That's ka'arba ruchos ha'shamayim. Just like it's impossible for the world not to have the winds, k'ch'yev she'lo'oilom b'loi Yisrael, so too, I have to scatter Klal Yisrael all over the world because the world cannot manage without Klal Yisrael. So you see in this pasuk that the world cannot survive without winds, and therefore the winds will always be there. Omer Reb Chanina said, Hilkoch, therefore, be Moisa Chamo in the summer days. Omer Mashiv Aruach, if he says Mashiv Aruach, that Hashem is the one that brings the winds, Ein Machzirin Oisei. But even though it's in the summer, which is not a windy time of the year, if you mention Mashiv Aruach, we don't say you have to go back and say the davening again. Because either way, it's redundant. You don't need to mention the winds. The winds come when they have to come, and they never stop or start at any particular time. And therefore, there's no time where there's going to be where the winds are going to cease. And therefore, if you mentioned it, it's okay. Omar Moirat HaGeshem, however, if you mentioned Hashem brings down the rain in the summer, Machzirin Oisoi, then we're going to make him say the tefillah again, or we make him go back to the beginning, because it's a curse, because you're not supposed to mention the rain in the summer. B'moisa Geshamim, in the rain season, in the winter, Lo Yomar Mashiv Aruach, if he didn't say that Hashem brings the winds, in Machzirin Oisoi, that's also okay, even though there's more winds in the winter than in the summer, but the winds are all the time, the world cannot manage without them. And therefore, you don't need to mention them, and if you don't mention them, it doesn't disrupt your tefillah. Lo omar moirid hageshem, but if in the winter you didn't say moirid hageshem, then machzir noisoi, he has to say the davening, he has to say the Shemoyne Esra again. Because in the winter, you need the rain, you should be davening for the rain. V'loy oid, not only that, elo afilo omar, even if a person says that Hashem is the one who removes the winds and who makes the dew fly away, he doesn't need to go back. Which means that any mention of the wind or the dew is irrelevant, and one way or another, you don't need to say it. And if you say it the right time, the wrong time, you don't need to. It will never make you have to go back and sit daven again. Continues the Gemara Tana, Ba'ovim. Uberuchos, where the person should say Mashiv Aruach, or a person should speak about the clouds, he would say Mekasher Ovim, that Hashem clusters the clouds together. Lo yichivu chachomim lahazkir, the chachomim did not require us to mention it. Vimbo lahazkir, you want to mention it, mazkir, you can mention it. Maitam, why indeed is he not required, and it was not mandatory to mention the clouds and the ruchos? Mishum deloy miyatzir, like we saw before, because they don't stop. And is that true that they never stop? Vatoni Rav Yosef, does Rav Yosef not learn in a brisa that he learns from a pasuk? The pasuk says, "V'choro af Hashem." That if Hashem is going to be annoyed if we don't keep the Torah mitzvahs, bochem, va'otzar es hashemayim, and he will stop, he will restrain the skies, and v'lo yemotor, there won't be rain, va'adom olisitin es yivula, and the earth will not produce the produce. We say this in the Shema every day. So it says, that Hashem is going to restrain the skies. What is that referring to? Min ha'ovim u'min ha'ruchos. Is it not referring to the clouds and the winds? How can you say that the clouds and the winds never stop? It says explicitly, says the Gemara, Ato Eimer min ha'ovim u'min ha'ruchos. You say that v'otzar es ha'shamayim means from the clouds and from the winds. Oyeinu elu min ha'motor. Maybe v'otzar es ha'shamayim means that Hashem will restrain the skies from giving the rain. Says the Gemara, no. Kushu Eimer, because the next words in the pasuk are v'lo yiyeh motor, that there's not going to be rain. Hari motor omor, so it already mentions there's not going to be rain. Ho'mani mekayim v'otzar es ha'shamayim. So how are you going to understand the words v'otzar es ha'shamayim, that Hashem is going to restrain the skies? Min ha'ovim u'min ha'ruchos. It must be that Hashem is going to restrain the skies from the clouds. There won't be clouds and there won't be winds. So kashi ha'ruchos ha'ruchos. We have a contradiction. The first brisa said that you don't have to mention the winds. The second brisa, it seems, Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef understood from the pasuk that the winds could be stopped, in which case you should have to daven for the winds. Kashya Ovim Ma'ovim, the same question is regarding the clouds. The first brisa says you don't need to mention the clouds. The second brisa says the clouds will never stop. Says the Gemara, Ovim Ma'ovim Loi Kashya. There's no contradiction. Ha b'chorfi, ha b'afli. The clouds that come before the rain, the earlier clouds, those are always going to be there. And therefore, you don't need to mention those clouds. Ha b'afli, but the clouds, the later clouds, the clouds that come after the rain, those could well be stopped. And that's what it means, v'otzar es ha-shamayim. But since the clouds of before the rain are never going to stop, the Chachomim did not mandate us to mention the clouds in the tefillah. Ruchois aruchois loy kashya, and also regarding the winds, there's no contradiction. Ha baruach metzuya, ha baruach she'enim metzuya. The normal winds, those will never stop, and that's why you don't need to mention the winds. Ha baruach she'enim metzuya, but the ruach she'enim metzuya, if it's an unusual wind, then those could be stopped. Those unusually stronger winds, they sometimes will stop, and that's what it means, v'otzar es ha-shamayim. But since the regular ruach metzuya, the common winds, will always be there, one does not have to mention and daven for the mashiv haruach. Says the Gemara, ruach she'enim metzuya, this unusual and the uncommon wind, chazye lebeidori, you should have to daven for it, because you need it to separate in the place where they separate the chaff from the grain, then you have these winds, it helps to separate the chaffs and to blow away the chaff, and the grains are clean. So why should you not have to daven for that? Answers the Gemara, Efshe benafvasa, because you can manage without it as well. You can use a regular sieve. Since you can manage with a sieve, then you do not need to daven specifically for those uncommon winds, and the common winds which the world needs is always going to be there, and therefore one does not need to daven for it. Continues the Gemara Tana, Ha'ovim v'haruchois shniyos lemotar. The rain is very good and very beneficial for the plants, for the growth, and secondary to that are the clouds and the winds. Heichadomi, what is that talking about? Omar ulavi teimer Reb Yehuda, debosor mitra, is talking about those clouds, or those winds which are, and the clouds which come after the rain, they are of secondary benefit to the plants. Says the Gemara, Lememra, from here we can deduce, Demalusahi, that there is a benefit for these clouds and for the winds that come after the rain. You see, it's a benefit. It's of secondary benefit to the rain, but it is a benefit. V'oksiv, does it not say in the pasuk that Yitein Hashem es matar artzecha, that Hashem is going to make that the rain on the land is going to be ovok v'efer, is going to turn into dust and dirt? Sees min hashemayim yered olecha adi shomdoch, which is a curse. So you see here that the winds or the clouds that come after the rain, they can be a curse. V'oma ula v'itemi Rabbi Yehuda. Ula said that zika bosor mitra, that the rain, that the winds after the rain, they turn into a curse, because those winds, they blow the dust and the dirt onto the plants, onto the produce, and then they get ruined. So how can you say that ovim and ruchos are shniyos lemotar, and Ula said it's talking about bosor mitra, that the ovim and the ruchos, the clouds and the winds after rain, are of benefit, when here it says that the winds after the rain, they actually are a curse? Says the Gemara, Lo ikasha, it's not a question. Ha da'asa nicha, ha da'asa razia. It depends if the rains are falling down gently, in which case it's not a curse, because it doesn't make the dust and dirt raise. But if it comes razio, if it comes forcefully, it is a curse. Hodemale avok, if it comes forcefully, then it raises the dust. Hodemale avok, if it doesn't come down forcefully, it does not raise the dust. That's how Rashi seems to learn. And there's a bit of a complication here, whether it's talking about the wind coming down forcefully or gently, or if it's the rain being forceful or gentle. Either way, there's a difference as to the force of the rain and the winds. Sometimes it's a curse, sometimes it's a benefit. Continues the Gemara of Omer of Yehuda, Zika debos or mitra, wind that comes after the rain is kemitra, is as beneficial as the rain itself. Eva debasar mitra, the clouds that come after the rain, kumitra, is as beneficial as the rain. Shimsha debasar mitra, if it's sunlight that comes after the rain, katre mitra is as beneficial as twice rain. Limute mai, so you're mentioning the benefits of all these things that come after the rain, what are you excluding? Limute gilhi delaylo, these, if you have these flashes of light that are common at night, v'shimsha debeina karcha, and the sun that comes through in those bald patches between the clusters of clouds, that those are very not beneficial for the produce, and that is what Rava was coming to exclude, to say that those are not as, that those are not good, or at least they're not as beneficial as the rain. Continues the Gemara, Omarova, Mailo, Talga, Luturi, snow is beneficial in the mountains and also in the lower lands. But in the lower lands, it's not really snow. It melts and turns into water. The lower lands don't need the snow because there's rain there. The mountains, the snow does not melt. It stays as snow, and the mountains need the snow because the rain flow away from them. And therefore, the snow for mountains is as beneficial. Kechamisha mitri la'ara, like five rains on the ground. Shenemar, and this is learned from a pasuk, and the pasuk says, Kila sheleg, to the snow, Hashem said, Yoimar, he said, Heve oretz, you should be to land. V'geshem motor, and the showers of rain. V'geshem mitrois, and the mitrois uzoi, and the showers of mighty rains. So in this pasuk, you've got the word geshem, which is rain, that's one. Motor, geshem is shower, motor is rain, two. V'geshem, the shower again, three. Mitrois in plural is rains, is four and five. So you see there's four terms here of the rains. So that's what the pasuk says, that regarding the snow, it's as if there's five times rain on the ground. V'amar Rava, Rava said, Talga l'turi, snow for the mount, snow is beneficial for the mountains. Mitra razya, heavy rains, le'ilna, are beneficial for the trees. Mitra naichan, a gentle rain, lepeira, is beneficial for the produce. Urpila, the light rain, afilu leparatzida de toisei kola, even for the seeds that are underneath a clot of earth, mahanyale, are beneficial because the light rain penetrates and makes them sprout. Mai urpila, what is the word urpila, which we translated as light rain? Says the Gemara, it's oiroi, it's uru, pili, it's awakening. The pili are in the cracks, that even those seeds that are in the cracks, the light rain will awaken them and make them sprout, and that's why Urpila is referred to as the light rain. V'omar Rava, Rava said, Hai tzurva mirabonon, the young Talmidei Chachomim, domi leparatzida, they are compared to these seeds, the toisei kola, that are hidden underneath a clot of earth. The kiven de novat, once they start sprouting, novat, they sprout, and so too these young Talmidei Chachomim, once their names become recognized and they start growing and becoming Talmidei Chachomim, they continue and they become great Talmidei Chachomim. V'omar Rava, and Rava said, Hai tzurva mirabonon, these young Talmidei Chachomim, derosach, they're very heated and they're very hot, maybe hot-headed, but that might not be such a nice term to use, but they're very heated in discussion. Then you should give them the benefit of the doubt and realize that it's because they're learning Torah, their hearts are much more fine-tuned and more sensitive, and because they are more sensitive in their hearts, therefore they are sometimes become more heated, and therefore you should judge them favorably. Shenemer, as it says, that that Torah is compared to fire, so these Talmidei Chachomim who are learning Torah, then it is the Torah which is heating them up. And as Rashi explained, it's because the Torah influences the sensitivities of their hearts and they take things more to heart than other people. Ba'omer of Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Kol Talmud Chacham, any Talmud Chacham, she'einu kosher kebarzel. He's not firm and hard like iron. Einu Talmud Chacham, he's not a real Talmud Chacham. Shenemar, as it says regarding Torah, ukapatish, that Torah is like a hammer, yufoitzit sela, that shatters a rock. So you see that somebody who learns Torah has to be very, very strong and makbid. Omer le'Rav Abba le'Rav Ashi, Rabbi Abba said to Rav Ashi, Atun mehoson masnitalechu, you learnt it from that pasuk, that ukupati shifoitzi tzela, that talmidei chachomim who learn Torah, they become hard like an iron hammer that shatters the rock. And none but us, mehocha masninala, we learn it from a different place, tichsiv, it says in a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Eretz asher loy b'miskenus toichal bo lechem, referring to Eretz Yisrael, it's the land that their stones are iron. Al tikri avoneo, don't read it, they're stones. Elo boineo, they're builders. Who are the builders of the world? Who are keeping the world? Who is keeping the world sustained? It's the Talmidei Chachomim. So avoneo, these builders of the world, barzel, they have to be strong like iron. Omer Avinu, Avinu said, Afilah, and nonetheless, the Talmidei Chachomim should know, Niboy Leile Inish, Lemeilef, Nafshei, a person should train himself, Benichusa, to speak calmly, Shenemar, Vahoser, Kas, Milibecho, you should try and remove any anger from your heart, Vahavi, Rom, Ibsorecho, Ki Hayaldus, Vashachrus, Hovel, Vagoimer. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.